SBS Radio. Online zoznamovanie je multimilionový biznis. Je to skôr pre tých, čo vedia následovať svoje srdce a mysel. Čo by ste mali vedieť pri online zoznamovaní? V Austrálii je tento typ zoznamovania na vzostupe viac a viac. Podľa posledného sčítania ľudu Census je viac ako 7 miliónov Austrálčanov nezosobášených alebo rozvedených. Až 4 z 5 Austrálčanov sa vrhajú do online sveta nájsť svoju spriaznenú dušu. Zakladateľka aplikácie Date My Friend, Tiffany Villaluz, pripustila, že internet nie je vždy bezpečný a preto táto aplikácia žiada priateľov, aby overili vašu identitu, než ju začnete zdieľať so zvyškom online sveta.
Giving people that sense of confidence that somebody actually has somebody that's willing to vouch for them. It gives them that feeling of genuine people on the side. And it also, for the reason that it's really daunting having to write your own profile. Like a lot of singles, when I was on internet dating, I really struggled with how on earth am I going to describe myself.
Catherine Way za posledné 30 ročia pomohla viac ako 50 tisíc klientom nájsť tú správnu spriaznenú dušu. Sama ale upozorňuje, že internet môže byť aj veľmi nebezpečný a veľa z jej klientov muselo takzvane poboskať niekoľko žiab, než si prišli poradu k nej.
Online dating to me is a play game. It's a computer, you know, it's no personal touch. And people use online dating first. I have no issue with that. I think people can try. If that's what they wanted, I encourage them. Just, you know, be careful and cautious. Most of the people, they come back to me after they tried a few times. And they say, oh, you know, it's so random. And it's so time consuming. You spend hours, weeks, days, months. Some people, years on it. It didn't get anywhere, and very emotionally draining. And some people tell me they lost the hope, you know, of finding love because online dating.
Ísť na schôdzku je iba prvým krokom k dlhotrvajúcemu šťastnému partnerskému vzťahu.
It's difficult to find the right date to start with, and just imagine, you know, afterwards.
Ako už sme spomenuli, nevždy je internet to najbezpečnejšie miesto a to samozrejme platí aj pri zoznamovaní. Užívatelia by mali byť veľmi opatrní pri poskytovaní osobných údajov a to nie len agentúram, ale predovšetkým potenciálnym nápadníkom.
So they try and get you off the platform straight away so that they are directly communicating with you and it's no longer on a dating platform. Scammers quite often start straight away with finding out about your work, what sort of family you have, you know, whether you have a house or subtle questions to try to work out whether you've got a little bit of money behind you. Pretty soon they will start to tell you stories about somebody in their family that's sick, that they need to get out of the country because civil unrest. They'll start to tell you straight away what their issues are to start to get your sympathy and your help, basically.
Ďalšou radou zakladateľky portálu AG Founder je, že človek by mal s poznávaním začať sám u seba. Osamelý človek môže byť veľmi zraniteľný.
Majority of the man and woman, they don't have enough in themselves to understand opposite sex. So for a woman, you need to know what's man like, what's all about, and what they're looking for. You know, men into categories, woman too. So who are you yourself, and what types of men suitable for you? So not many people can analyze that for themselves. Therefore, they fall into wrong types candidate.
Psychologička a vzťahová poradkyňa Melissa Ferrari tvrdí, že než začneme hľadať partnera, musíme sa hlavne obrniť odolnosťou. Koniec koncov randenie je zložité samo o sebe.
Building resilience that rejection may happen and understanding that quite often that rejection may not be something personal. It may not mean that, you know, the person doesn't find you attractive or that they don't like you. It might just simply mean that for you, the fit, for the other person, the fit is not good, that the relationship doesn't feel right or whatever it might be.
Melissa Ferrari sama neodsudzuje internetové zoznamovanie. Určite je to pozitívne, že človek sa môže zoznámiť s väčším počtom rozdielných ľudí. Pre niektorých užívateľov to ale môže byť aj skľučujúce, pokiaľ nie sú trebárs oboznámení s najnovšími technológiami.
I think it's easier in terms of being able to widen the net a whole lot more. You can meet people that you may not run into in your local community or within your own neighbourhood or within your own job. And so I think it's very good in that respect because you can put out your feelers, you can actually ask more for who you want and there are all the everything set up now around compatibility.
Zoberte to ako hru. Vždy je dôležitá chémia a tá sa cez internet nahmatať nedá. Rada znie, než začnete investovať do svojho budúceho vzťahu, zistite, či to za to stojí.
So you two people meet up, you don't say, okay, I love you, you love me, let's move in, let's get married. It's not like that. So you have to be able to be friends and to be able to, you know, have the attraction physically, mentally, emotionally. So I call the first stage dating casual dating. Then I see there is sparks. Or possibility to lead to the long term.
Navezovanie vzťahov nie je jednoduché v normálnom svete, natož v online svete. Ale ako hovorí Melissa Ferrari, mali by sme to skúsiť a sami sa rozhodnúť, či je tento spôsob zoznamovania pre nás alebo nie.
All of those kind of things are great because it does filter all of that out. What we need to remember when you are online dating is that you aren't getting those real nuances of being in the presence of a person and being able to experience how you really feel. Basically, being able to meet somebody more live or in person.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.